Blog Talk Radio.
Inflatable fool, full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. So began my love affair.
Love affair with water. Yes, I do have a love affair with water, and I want to use it, and I want to give that a fresh knowledge on our precious resource, and that it somewhat is limited, but it also is abundant, and we need to take care of it. I'm Mr. Wayne, your sustainability host on Clearwater Radio, broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to encourage you to join me in Facebook, because I've got a Facebook page, Mr. Wayne on Blog Talk Radio, where you can watch live streaming episodes of my broadcast, and we're going to try to incorporate that into every episode. So today, I'm kind of doing a 15-minute test. I've got the iPad filming the presentation today at my garden and my rainwater harvesting system. I'm also got the cell phone, my earbuds. We're going to see if we can also take callers through this media, and this is a great way to be traveling out and visiting these places that we talk about in the studio. Sometimes we're going to be back in the studio in the evenings, but during the day, I'm going to take advantage of this new fall weather that's coming. I'm excited about it cooling off a little bit out here in the desert. I'm in right now at the WJRB studios in Phoenix, Arizona, recently relocated out here from the San Bernardino Mountains, Arrowhead. So I've got a lot of followers there. I've been broadcasting about 8 years off and on. It's been about 3 years since I've been back on the program. So here we are. So let me start. First of all, I've got this small little bed that it's been an experimentation in the last couple seasons about seeing what I can grow in a very small space. And this is only about 4 square feet, if that. And it's built up less than 12 inches with about 10 inches of dirt right here that constantly needs to be enhanced and added nutrients to it. And I've got some grass growing in here that will pull out. But right now I have tomatoes, actually just one tomato plant, cherry tomato. I've got about 4 to 6 cucumber plants that grow up into on this lattice work that is attached to my patio. Now, these cucumbers are great because they attach themselves like little vines, little arms, and grow up. And I've got some nice cucumbers starting here. But the main focus is the watering system. And, oh, I didn't want to leave out my little jalapenos. I've got about 6 jalapenos. Ooh, I'd eat a couple of them. They're really good. But this rainwater harvesting system that I've got, and I'm just going to give you an overview right now, and then we'll do some close-up studio to see if I've got any callers. List of callers. We're just going to, you know, we're trying this out. This is, we've done 11 minutes already into the program, so I better make it quick because I've only got a 15-minute episode scheduled. But let me show you real quick. I've got this rain barrel that stores about 55 to 60 gallons. This can be set on a patio as long as it's over a beam. And I don't want to give you any advice on your particular item in your particular deck. You need to have it checked out by an engineer or somebody that's knowledgeable on how much that weight is going to be distributed on your deck. But typically, this isn't much more than an average person. This takes up 4 square feet of space. Typically, a man takes up 1 square feet of space. And we design decks to 100 pounds per square foot, figuring a person weighs 100 pounds in a square foot. This area that takes up about, like I said, 4 square feet should withstand, that area on your deck should withstand 400 pounds. This is a little bit less than 400 pounds. Figure 7.5 pounds per gallon. So that equates to, you do the math. Sorry, I didn't get that figured out right now. But here we've got this system right here is not connected to any rainwater harvesting system per se, other than just having the storm water when it rains, it falls into it. We can be more elaborate and connect a rain gutter right up there on the edge of the patio or the roof edge. You can see it by roof back over there. And then connect it with a downspout and then have it go directly into the tank. But what I do, because I'm often gone for weeks at a time to California to visiting all my good friends and my clients out there, I fill this up. And I have the drip system set up where it takes probably about 4 days to drain. Typically in this garden, it can go a day without getting any water. The key to growing organics and vegetables in a hot climate like Arizona, it wants to stay wet. You can see this dirt right here is pretty moist. You know, if you can squeeze it and it stays together, that's about the consistency that you want your garden to stay. And this works out pretty good. So let's get a close-up of how I do that. We're going to get right down here. And this is where the water comes out of the barrel. And I've got a valve here that I can adjust the amount of water that goes into this hose and this tube that goes underground and comes right out here in the drip, like a typical drip system that you would have, irrigation system, and then it's gravity fed. So, of course, when the water gets down below this level, it's not going to work anymore. So that's why it's important to keep that barrel full, and as it is full, it's going to provide a lot more water, obviously, because of the weight that's going to push it out faster. So these little drip lines I've got in here is keeping this all moist. Now what I do is I take my regular city water, I have a filter on it that takes out the chlorine, and it provides somewhat organic water. Now, you got to figure also that the water that's coming off your roof is going to be dirty too. So you got to keep that filtered and mitigated and clean. And I've got a collar, and it looks like I've got just a little bit of time to take my collar. Caller, can you hear me? Go ahead. I lost my collar. Oh, you got it? Well, this is a learning process. Like I said, we're doing a test here. Oh, I've got a little bit more time than I thought. I have actually over 6 minutes left. That time that was showing me how much time I have left instead of how much time I used. But, you know, this always trying something new. So, caller, please call back. And if you're just tuning into the Facebook Live, here's the phone number that you can call to ask me questions or discuss your little garden. So this is going to work really good in somebody's small patio, maybe on a deck, maybe in an apartment. You have an apartment that has a deck. Any direction you're facing, you can grow something. Like berries, like it with a little less sun. This particular garden, it has the vining, even luffa and cucumber. Tomatoes love all the sun. So depending on which direction your patio is facing, you can grow anything. Not everything, but you can grow something. So back to the barrel. We've got this barrel that's filled with water, built in here, and it waters my garden throughout about 3 days, and then it empties. And I'll show you more detail inside the barrel. Let's see. I've got my my collar coming back. Yes, let's see. Hopefully I won't caller, can you hear me? Do-do-do. Caller, can you hear me from the 909?
I can hear you.
Oh, very good. There you are. Thanks for joining. How are you?
I'm fine today. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, do you have a question or a comment on the
I do.
The rainwater system? Yes, go ahead.
How How do you keep the waters in the barrel from smelling?
Oh, good question. Because the water typically, when it stays in a barrel for more than 30, 60 days, it starts to become kind of smelly. And you'll notice that if you don't drain it. And this particular system, because water is circulating through it, you know, I drain it, like I said, about every 3 to 4 days, so it never really gets an odor. You may have seen some water systems that smell. And, in fact, my first water system, I collected rain, had the rain in this barrel for a couple months, and I'm like, what smells out here? And I realized my water smells. And the reason why it does that is because the sun comes in and starts growing algae. Now, if you have a water tank that you want to store water for an indefinite period of time, let's say for an emergency, you want to keep it sealed. So that'll help with the smell. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. What a nice person. And I hope that answers some of your questions about the storage of water. Let me also demonstrate close up here on the filter. We've got a screen that's on the top of this particular tank. This particular tank I never really did like at first because of this the way it's not sealed. And I've got my dog over there talking to the neighbor's dog. But this one, it's not real sealed. It's got this flimsy little screen up here. This is a good mosquito screen, but still, likelihood of bugs getting in around these crevices, you can see that it's not sealed very well. And mosquitoes can still get in here and bug. But I found that, again, through the constant draining of the barrel, it doesn't allow mosquitoes to grow and to develop. And plus, you can get these little mosquito pellets deterrent. Oh, there's a nice little bee floating around here. That helps to kill the larva if any mosquitoes happen to lay any larva in there. So this is a good system to pour water in and just keep it draining. And I sell these actually on through my website, through Amazon. If you're interested, contact me and I'll set you up with how to get a hold of one of these systems here. So let's see how much time I've got left. Okay, we're down to the last 2 minutes. And here's an overview of the garden again. I want to make sure that my tripod's all set up. Okay, again, if you want to check out the website and the call-in phone number to check real quick here. Very good. Okay, so here's a little overview real quick. We've got the barrel. We've got a drip system that comes out of the bottom and goes into the garden and feeding. You can grow things to make a complete salad. Lettuce grows good. Many kinds of varieties of lettuce grow year-round. And got pet tomatoes, you know, you can grow those pretty much year-round too. So hope everybody got a little bit of info out of this and enjoyed the broadcast, and hope to catch you next time. So like my page on Facebook and follow me with the links that you find on Blog Talk Radio, also on Twitter, Instagram, under Eco Raindrops. You can search my name, Wayne J.R. Bowser. You'll find me just about anywhere. And have a great weekend, and happy fall, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.